Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello, everyone. A big, big welcome to my wonderful, loyal listeners from around the globe. I hope you are having a fantastic holiday season, and I hope that you are going to be spending time with loved ones and trying to relax a little bit. You know, maybe this is a time where you start reflecting on your previous year, you know, as 2013 comes to a close, and then you look forward to 2014. During the week between Christmas and New Year's, we gather around the family table with the kids, and we have a lot of, we get magazines and newspapers and print things off from the internet, and we create what we call vision boards. And it's a really fun time. It's a really fun time to see, you know, what your kids are desiring to do. And if you don't have kids, it's fun to do it as adults or grandchildren or friends. You know, that's always a fun thing to do, too, to get your friends involved in creating a project called a vision board or a dream board. And those are, you know, simple pictures or words that have meaning for you, you know, things that you want to see happen in the new year. So it's really powerful when you create visual representations of what you desire to manifest, and then you keep it in a place that you can see it every day. So that is something that, again, we do as a family. It's fun to get the kids involved, and then you can start talking to your loved ones around the philosophy of manifesting and introduce concepts like the law of attraction. And then they can start to, you know, you just kind of plant the seeds with them and they can start to see and understand, oh, okay, that's how that works. When I'm clear about what I desire to experience, I have a picture of it and I spend time visualizing that end result, and I'm pre-paving the way. You know, I've talked a lot on the show about how we pre-pave our experiences in order to manifest them. And that's one great way to do it. And that's why I have a really great guest on my show today. He is an award-winning entrepreneur, author, public speaker, who was recognized twice by the White House as an entrepreneur making a positive impact. His name is Ash Kumra, and Ash is currently co-founder of DreamItAlive.com, which is an online community empowering users to achieve dreams in all areas of life using dream boards. So you can imagine how excited I was to meet Ash and to learn, you know, what he was doing and what he was all about, because I'm a big believer in this idea of having vision boards or dream boards. So dream boards, it's also a visualization community helpful products, and dreamitalive.com is the site that we're going to encourage everyone to go to. I've been there. I put my dream board up. It was fun. It was a really neat exercise, and it was founded by successful entrepreneurs and has been featured in top publications like Forbes.com, Microsoft BizSpark, American Express Open, and OC Metro. Ash is also the co-leader for the startup California team for White House/Steve Case founded Startup America and chairman for Southern California-based Tech Coast Venture Network. Ash is also the creator and author of the book series Confessions from an Entrepreneur. I've been reading it. I've really been enjoying it. It's an inside look on how to succeed as an entrepreneur. And Ash is also a public speaker specializing in conscious entrepreneurship, law of attraction, and social media. Ash has also spoken to over 10,000 people in entrepreneurship, social media, and branding for many colleges, institutions, organizations, including the White House and TEDx. So, Ash, I'm happy to have you on Soul to Profit Radio. Welcome.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here, and thank you so much for that introduction. That was very kind of you, and I'm really looking forward to having a great conversation today with you.
Awesome. I am too, and I know my listeners have been excited about this. Ash, it's kind of funny. I actually mentioned that you were going to be a guest on today's show before you even agreed to be on today's show, so you can only imagine how happy I was that you said yes to my manifestation. So thank you for that.
Oh, I'm happy to. It's all about law of attraction. So that's a great advocate example of why it works.
Yeah, exactly. So where are you calling in from today?
I'm in Southern California. I'm in Orange County. Specifically, I'm in Newport Beach right now. And just enjoying the California weather and loving the holiday spirit.
Good for you. That's a beautiful area. My office was, when I worked for Smith Barney and then now Citigroup, was in right where, we had an office in Newport Beach and also one in, what's the area right near Newport that you, I think you have an office in too?
Yeah, it's Fashion Island. I remember the Smith Barney. Is that what you're talking about? Fashion Island?
Yeah,
area?
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
I used to live on Golden Lantern in, why can't I think of the name of it? Right near Laguna Beach. What's that area called? Dana Point.
Dana Point, beautiful area.
Yes, exactly. It is wonderful. So, again, happy to have you with us and our listeners to talk about this really fun topic. Like I mentioned on my intro, I've been creating vision boards and dream boards for over 10 years now. And I actually, on New Year's Day, this was pre-marriage, I hosted vision board parties on New Year's Day. So everyone would bring their dream boards over, and we would take pictures of everyone with their dream boards, and we'd have a good old time. It was really a fun way to start the new year.
Yeah, no, it's just to jump in for a sec. It's interesting because the whole creation of DreamAlive.com came through a actual vision board. One of my partners, Anita, she's one of our co-founders, essentially what I call the visionary of Dreaming Alive. She actually manifested in a way where, hey, you know, what if there was a way to digitally create, share, and promote a vision board or what we call a dream board to the world? And because with traditional vision boards, while they're very useful and they're very fun exercise, especially with friends and family, it's very hard to share those dreams and goals. And also you focus only on what I would say a couple categories in your life. Like most vision boards are focused on, like I call it love, money, travel, those kinds of goals. But with our site, we created this platform where, yeah, you can create love, money, travel goals, but there's also seven other life categories. So when you create a dream board on our site, it's a complete representation of where you want to go with your life.
That's awesome. I know. That's what I really liked about the website that you have, dreamitalive.com, was the 10 areas that you can create visual representations for your life. So it helps you expand beyond, like you say, the three that most people focus on. So hats off to you guys. Great job on that.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit and share with our listeners a little bit about your background as it relates to how you found your entrepreneurial passion, because you're a young guy, you're super successful. You know, you've done things that some people only dream of. It's probably on some people's vision boards to be featured in the, you know, as a White House speaker and honored, receiving honors from the White House. So tell us how you got there.
It's a great question. And the thing I would say is that it was never like easy. I'll just share a couple antidotes that helped me realize that this is my calling. One is that when I focused on following a trend, like getting a job just to pay the bills or getting a job because, you know, the industry's hot, or, you know, getting a job because, let's say, family, friends are kind of like pushing you to do that, I always failed. I'm not the kind of guy who could just follow the trend. What I did, though, is that whenever I did things like follow my passion, or you call it your heart, your gut, your intuitive nature, whatever you want to call it, that's when things happened. So great example is that I've had some early experiences as an entrepreneur, like in my early 20s, and I first tried to get my feet wet, and I failed miserably, so bad that, you know, it just is one of those stories that you don't really like to remember. But when I did a second time and I followed my passion and I got into things that I was really interested in, where it wasn't really about making money, it was more about making an impact, more about making, you know, a positive, like, you know, out, you know, inspiration to help others, that's when money and success and other things came. So that's how I realized that, okay, if in order to be a successful entrepreneur, that is what you need to do. The other thing I would say too is that you really got to, you know, do things that you are a core user in or a core customer in. So just, I don't want to make this all about DreamAlive.com, but the reason why DreamAlive.com is doing well and it still has a lot of work to do, but it's still doing well, is that me and our team are the core users. We believe in vision boards. We believe in, you know, visualization and those types of things. So for us to help create a site like this, we would have visited another community site if it was out there. That's how much we believed in it. So I think those are two things that I learned along the way in my journey that helped me get to where I am. And the last thing is to stay humble. Yeah, I've had some great accolades, and I really appreciate you saying all that. But at the same time, you don't settle. You use that to inspire you to go do bigger and better things, because it's a gift, it's a calling, and you can't lose that.
Yeah, good point. That's nice, and I like that about you. You are a really humble guy. You don't toot your own horn. You're someone who is actually walking your walk and talking the talk, and you're authentic, and I really, really like that about you. That's a great trait. So, you know, for listeners out there who, let's say they're new to dream boards and vision boarding, and, you know, they're not 100% clear about how to go about it, what would you say is one of the first steps someone can take, you know, as they consider a dream board?
Yeah, the first thing I would say is that let's break the misconception. Since we're on the air, since we're talking about this, here's a simple explanation of what a dream board is. A dream board is a visual representation of dreams and goals that you want to achieve in your life. So dream boards are really effective because if you look at anything of else, we are a visual culture. We thrive on photos, we thrive on movies, we thrive on TV, we thrive on video. You know, we have memories of people, we have that visual memory of them. So looking at a visual representation of where you want to go with your life, the different dreams and goals, is probably the smartest thing you can do for yourself, no matter what stage of life you are, no matter how successful you are. You have dreams and goals. What a more simple way to do that? And that's why dream boards are effective. The simplest way to get started is and this comes back to visualization. I find it really interesting. I'll tell you something, Jaden. In the last 1 to 2 months, I mean, as this interview is on December, you know, 2013, I've been really noticing that a lot of these self-help and top authors like yourself and people like Tim Ferriss and, you know, a lot of Jack Canfield and other individuals are all talking about visualization. Visualization, right? I mean, you've talked about it with me many times. It's all about visualizing your dreams and goals. The reason why dream boards are such effective tools is because, okay, it's great to visualize where you want to go with your life. Now put it down. And the dream board is the best place to put down whatever you're visualizing to make and where you want to make your dream life happen. So I think that that's why I feel it helps any person in the world, regardless of where they're at.
Yeah, so, you know, what we know about visualization is, yes, absolutely, it's powerful. It gives images to the subconscious mind. It's asking the subconscious mind to bring you back what you're constantly focusing on. So it gives you that direction. However, you know, the thing that I was wondering, we know about manifesting, that manifesting happens in the present moment, right? It's not a future event. And the idea of a tomorrow or sometime in the future is just simply an idea. It doesn't really exist, but it does exist in our mind. So when we're clear that we manifest in the present moment, this moment that we have, or in the now, how do we make the leap from where we are today to actually owning that yacht, you know, that's on the vision board, or traveling to Bora Bora, or having that loving partner or that fit body? You know, what is it that, how do we bridge that gap?
Yeah, and okay, so there's two school of thoughts. I'm gonna give you a very tactical advice first, and then I'm going to give you a more spiritual, conscious, kind of longer, you know, strategic, a vision type of approach. So the tactical habits you need to do are, okay, you need to look at your dreams every day, even three times a day, even five times a day, or once in the morning, once in the evening. You have to set a daily habit of looking at where you want to go with your life. And that's what's great about a dream board, because it's a simple digital representation. Whether you decide to do the vision board at home, or whether you decide to create an online profile and dream it alive, you can save it as your wallpaper. You can look at it on your profile. That's one habit you got to do. Because here's the thing. You are a product of your energy. If you focus on thinking about, you know, ambitious, motivating type of thoughts, then subconsciously you're going to take actions towards it. It's like that simple analogy, like, you know, very negative energy people, or people that have a very negative mindset, they often hang out with very negative people. But very ambitious people, very successful people, hang out with other successful people. Literally every successful person that I look up to, and successful people like yourself, do this habit. So that's one thing you've got to do. You have to first develop these habits to get into the mindset. Because without the mindset, no matter how big and bodacious your dream board is, or no matter how whatever it is, it's harder to make it happen. The second thing, which I talk about, the more conscious, spiritual type habits, is set dreams that are both realistic and set big, audacious goals. So if you're making, let's say, $2,000 a month, set a dream that, hey, in 1 month, I want to change that $2,000 to $10,000 or $2,000 to $12,000. Don't just put from $2,000 to $1 million in 1 month. Set some realistic dreams that you can constantly accomplish and kind of compound and do bigger and better. So when you go from 2 to 10, then the next one you go from 10 to 15, then from 15 to 20. At the same time, you have a bigger goal. You have the yacht there so that you know that, hey, every month if I go from 2 to 10, then from 10 to 15, from 15 to 20, you now know why you're doing that, because the more money you are starting to make, the closer you're getting to that bigger, badder, audacious goal. So in sum, set a combination of realistic and big, audacious goals. That's what I've seen work for me, and that's what I've seen work with many people. And I also think this is important because you asked, I made a point that there's sometimes some people are skeptical, oh, do dream boards work? Well, it only works if the more realistic you make your dreams and goals. But I say at the same time, put a bigger goal so you can have those realistic goals work towards something bigger.
Okay, so you've said a lot of really good stuff there, and I've got a couple questions came to mind as you were talking. One is, you know, yes, I agree, look at your board multiple times throughout the day to continue to alert your subconscious mind to bring you opportunities that will align with that vision on the board. And then I also believe, and I wanted to get your take on this, about the power that comes from allowing yourself, as you look at your board, to connect with the feelings that you will have once you manifest that goal. So you're actually connecting ahead of time with those feelings, and that will help bring that thing to fruition. What are your thoughts on that, Ash?
Absolutely. What you just said is essentially a visualization technique. Every successful person that I know that talks about this, whether it's Michael Phelps, whether it's Richard Branson, whether it's, you know, Tony Robbins, even talking with you, I always have learned that you all visualize, you all imagine that feeling of success, that feeling of accomplishment, and then it makes you closer to making it happen. I have a similar story. Can I share a little story with you?
Please.
Okay, so I had mentioned to you earlier that I was
you know, in my earlier heyday, following more of a trend, less of a passion. Well, there was a situation where I had a business that was about to go, you know, wasn't doing well, and I had this lucky break where I was asked to be in this business pitch contest, and it was hard. I was competing. It was for $10,000. It was a situation at the time where it wasn't about the money was going to save my business. It was more about the exposure and more about the prestige of winning. This would definitely elevate my business. And we could talk about how you can leverage reputation and those types of things that make your business successful. What happened is that I had practiced and practiced and practiced my pitch, and I saw these people, and I was in fear. These were guys and girls that had way more experience than me, that had way compelling business pitches. And one of my mentors at the time said to me, you know what, don't worry about them. Don't worry about your pitch. Why don't you go to this conference room, close your eyes, and visualize your success, and come back in 20 minutes, because that's when you're starting. I visualized. I just imagined myself winning. I literally imagined every line that I would say, every gesture I would say, and I came out, and I gave the most passionate speech I think I've given to date. And that was the first time when I realized, you know what, visualization and sticking to what you're passionate about, not what is needed as a trend basis, can work. And so I'm just validating what you're kind of saying.
Awesome. So the outcome was good from that?
Yeah, I won it, and that was like my first big major entrepreneurial win, and that kind of got me realizing that my calling is to also be a speaker. So it was really cool.
Wow, good for you. That's outstanding. What a great story and great testimonial to the fact of how well visualization does work, and you really did pre-pave the way for that experience to unfold, and that's what we know about law of attraction. We do it in the now, you know, in this very moment. So cool story. I like that. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. No problem.
So you're welcome. Tell us, you know, this show is called Sold to Profit Radio, and I ask all of my guests these two same questions. And we already covered the first one, which is how you, you know, discovered your passion. But the one that I have for you now is what steps can you share with our listeners that really helped, you know, that became the tipping point in your business where all of a sudden you're getting more speaking engagements, you know, you're bringing in a lot more money, making a lot more contacts. What was that? Can you speak to one or two points that really allowed you to tip that point over?
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to that win that I got in 2000, that event that I told you about, that earlier win for one of my first businesses. Like I mentioned, $10,000 wasn't going to make my business just go extremely – it wasn't going to do a dent in what we were doing bottom line-wise. But the exposure from that business made me come off as an expert in my field. And I learned something at that moment that the in press, media, customers, they like to be around individuals and brands that have some type of expertise or some type of relevancy. You see, a lot of people say, well, I've encountered, why am I not getting the press? Or why am I not getting exposure? Or I need to go buy more Google ads, or I need to focus on building brand awareness. Here's the thing. Unless you're actually known for something, it's all a waste of money. So the first thing you have to figure out is, how can I leverage my business to be considered as an expert or something that's relevant, something that's really helping the universe or your community? Because that brings positive energy and like-minded kind of revenue and press and all those things back to you. But if you go out and throw out your business, but you're not really giving any significant value, then you got to go back to the drawing board. And I think that's a big reason why a lot of businesses implode.
Yeah, good point. Thank you for sharing that. So it's like, figure out what you're good at, you know, what you're an expert at. And, you know, I think a lot of people too get a little tripped up that they don't value their life experience. And, you know, I think that is so important. Your, like the story of your first win on your speech, and, you know, that's your life experience. That's what you're drawing from. And that actually, you know, that allows you to become a deeper expert on that topic. So I would also encourage people, based on what Ash said too, is really sit down and draw from as you, you know, put your products and services together, you know, think about what it is that you've gone through in your life that brought you to where you are today. And most people dismiss that. Have you found that, Ash, where they're like, oh, that's irrelevant, but actually it's not. It's really powerful as you develop your niche and your business and your expertise.
Totally with you on that. I can't – I think you said it best on that.
So thank you for that. So you – all right, so you realize the value of leverage in your business. So would you recommend that people look for opportunities such as what you found, which was, you know, winning a prize and really separating yourself from the pack?
Yes.
So do we say go out and look for those things or –
Yes. Yes to that. And one thing I'll say is I want to say one thing about that. I'm not saying to you that you need to, you know, obsess with winning events and finding, you know, this ways to get press articles. All I'm saying is that if you are looking to increase the amount of customers you're getting, if you're looking for which happens for a lot of people, funding or, you know, this strategic partnerships with bigger companies, you need to be relevant. It's like, who are you? Why should we care? And there's two ways of doing it. One is, you know, being the best of the best, winning events or being an expert in something in your field. The other thing, and this is a more common thing, and this is anyone can do this, and I think we've seen this with the power of sites like meetup.com and things like that, is start doing events or initiatives that can, in your local community, that can make you seem – that you help put together that can, you know, that you can be an expert in, that can give you the opportunity to share your expertise and guidance. I want to jump to one more thing, though. You got me kind of – this is a topic I'm really excited about. I'm so glad you brought this up. But you need to learn to become a connector and not a networker. A connector, for at least for this definition, is someone who is not looking to develop relationships that – give him value or her value. It's about giving the other person value. You give your community and your world so much value that they subconsciously have such a positive image of you or such a positive, you know, belief in you that they're going to want to help you out in many times that you don't expect it. The best opportunities don't come with you knocking on like 100 different doors. The best opportunities come when you've given value to someone else and that person has such a high impression of you, they'll be in a conversation with someone else and they'll go talk on your behalf and they'll make that introduction, that business for you. Can I share a cool example?
Please.
Okay, so with dreaminalive.com, it's very interesting what's been happening the last 2-3 weeks. On January 1st of 2014, we are launching this nationwide Achieve Your New Year's Resolution Dream Big campaign. And we needed to do a video. We were like, okay, what do? We have this video, but we need a spokesperson. We need someone besides the founders to be on this video because, I don't know, I don't like it when you have the founders and you're in too much of your promo videos. It just looks kind of, for me at least, it just doesn't vibe. We all three agreed it didn't vibe, our founders. So I do a lot of give back. I do a lot of exposure where I help promote a lot of, like, authors and inspirational leaders and things like that through my own interview show that I'm watching in January, and I've made some connections for so many people where they get value. And I didn't do it because I wasn't doing it for Dreaming Alive. I was just doing it because I like to help people that are living their passion and their dreams and goals. And literally the day I was thinking that, oh my gosh, we need a spokesperson for our New Year's resolution Dream Big campaign video, someone out of the blue, someone in the universe, someone who I've developed a friendship with, someone who I've helped them in terms of helping them, you know, give them advice on their business and contact, messaged me out of the blue saying, hey, I thought of you today. I know this person. She's all about making your dreams come true. She even has a nonprofit that's about making your dreams happen. I want to introduce you to. And I probably wouldn't have been connected to this person in such a fast time, this person that she was talking about, if in a normal situation, just because we all have busy lives. And that relationship has now blossomed, and this person is now going to be like our partner, our spokesperson in this video. And this all happened because I just kept giving back to the universe, and the universe reciprocated back. It works. Be a connector. Don't be a networker.
I like that. Be a connector, not a networker. That's that's really powerful, and it reminds me of what Zig Ziglar said, that if you help enough other people get what they want, you too will get what you want.
For sure. That's a good way of looking at it.
So tell me, I've heard you on other radio shows, and you have this really cool take on what trends you're seeing in the self-help / inspirational markets. Will you
yep.
share with our listeners what you see going forward in the year 2014?
Yeah. And I'm gonna give you one that I've not shared in the past, because it constantly changes, because I'm seeing so many amazing things and having great conversations with people like yourself. I think the biggest trend for 2014 is one word: visualization. I predict that you're going to see a lot of books, a lot of goal setting tools, online communities that are, you know, focused on visualization, like dreamitalive.com, really talk about visualizing your dreams and goals. I really think that our society is reaching a point where they want more. I think the old guard mentality of what traditional positive thinking, where it's like, okay, be in a room and just feel good about yourself. Okay, that's great. But what do you feel good about? What is it? What's the point? Okay, so I feel good. I'm eating well. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm living this great life. But how do I take my life to the next step? And I believe that comes through becoming a master of visualization, becoming a master of the different types of visualization. Like I said, it's such a blessing for dreamingalive.com when people like yourself and people like Tim Ferriss and all these people that we respect and we want to become and emulate from to a certain degree are all talking about visualization. It is the biggest boon for the world, because these are leaders. Like, people listen to you, Jaden. People listen to guys like Tim Ferriss. People listen to these people on, you know, how to take your life to the next level, how to become your best self. And it seems that, like, visualization is a central component behind that. So, in fact, my biggest thing as a writer, as a speaker, is going to be about visualization. We at dreamalive.com actually are going to be launching a Best Secrets from Visualization Experts book that we are going to give out for people that support our national campaign on January 1st. I mean, that's how much we believe in it. And I think that's the biggest trend that you're going to see.
I like that. That's a really good point. And I think too, because probably over the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen an increase in books and programs around the brain, you know, how to tap the resources of the brain and use techniques. And I think based on that is a great way that has, you know, sort of pre-paved the way for what you're, referring to and saying about visualization. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that is definitely going to be a hot trend. And I think, too, as people go deeper with their work with visualization techniques and learning the ins and outs of how to manifest, and, like, I know I've been led to put together a program called Manifest in a Moment, which is a very simple program, 4 steps to basically manifest anything that you desire. And the first step is about pre-paving the way. And visualization is that first step. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that is something that is going to be – well, let's say hope – you know, let's just know that it is something that is going to happen, because it's like people need clarity and they want – to know what their purpose is and, you know, how to make it all work, right? Like, how to have a life that works really well, where they're not struggling to make ends meet, or they're not working in a job that they're not happy in, and, you know, where they can bring together this magical formula of doing what they love and earn money while they're doing it. And it makes sense to me that strategies like what we're talking about can help people.
Yeah.
What do you see? So we know visualization is so important, but then we also know, we've learned from The Secret, that there's more to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, book, and believe me, The Secret has had a profound effect on myself and my co-founders, and, you know, in many ways, it's the greatest advocate for visualization and creating dream boards, and dreamalive.com owes a lot to projects like The Secret and phenomenal people behind it, like Michael Bernard Beckwith, who's a great person that I know and is a partner of DreamAlive.com. I would say that projects like The Secret, what they've also shared light into is that, yes, visualize, believe you can achieve anything, but also you need to take action. Homage to the great Tony Robbins, take massive action. I'm the biggest advocate of that, and that's why that's the one thing I love about Tony Robbins is that he is like The Secret. He believes in visualization, but at the same time, he believes in taking massive action. But specifically for this question, taking action in a targeted way. So what I want to go back to what we talked about earlier today. Whatever you visualize, you need to put that down, and I feel that a dream board is the best way to do that. Because you have a pictorial representation of the things that you visualize, the things that you will make you happy, the things that we call a perfect 10 moment. So you really, I think a combination of visualization, creating a dream board, and then, you know, doing a daily habit of reviewing that dream board, checking in with progress on it, see how things are going, sharing with people. I don't believe in this mindset that you keep a dream board and you don't share it with people. It's okay if some of the dreams are private. Fine, don't share those. But letting people know that, hey, you want to take that next step with your life, you've got to let the world know. And you never know what kind of like-minded dreamers might connect with you. That might not just be your own friend circle. It might be someone who's just in common with you based on similar dreams and goals.
Yeah, good point. I like the word they use, targeted action, and I've often referred to it as inspired action. You know that
yep.
we can do all these things, but if there's no reason to be busy, you know, that's not the goal either, right? The goal is to realize what is going to help you get from point A to point B the fastest and the easiest. And if you're feeling inspired to, you know, call someone or to go to a networking meeting or, you know, to put change up the verbiage on your website. You know, whatever it is you feel inspired to do, do that, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah, I do. And like you had said earlier in this conversation, it's all about visualizing, and it's really about putting whatever you visualize down. Like I said, and I don't want to keep repeating this point, but it does not make sense for you to not create a dream board. I cannot find any logic why a dream board is not going to help you. It does not make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And as long as, you know, they're working with it properly, and we've talked about that quite a bit on the show already today, is looking at it daily, visualizing yourself in the now, achieving that goal and connecting with the feelings that are associated with you achieving that goal. So really doing that ahead of time rather than looking at that, you know, that picture on that dream board of a future event, that it's not a future event, that it is actually happening in the now, and that will help that very thing come to you much more quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Ash, tell me what, you know, I know DreamItAlive.com is incredibly successful. You have a really big following and passionate following. So what are a couple things that you and your founders did to get that on the map? I mean, where so many people are, tens of thousands of people are actively engaged with your site.
Yeah, that's a great question. I really owe a lot of credit to my team. I know every founder says this, but I seriously have the best founding partners a person could ask for. And I think, first off, being aligned with people that really can make you better than what you are and also compliment you in areas that you're not necessarily the strongest at. So that is one thing that kept this business successful. And then through that energy, we've been able to bring on board awesome team members, you know, to help take the company's vision to the next level and be part of the family, as I call it. The other thing I'd say is don't live in fear. So I'll give you a great example. There's so much stuff out there. There's so many, you know, content sites. There's so many self-help tool sites. There's so many initiatives that, you know, people are doing. And it's very easy to let that sway you on your own vision. But you got to stay focused on your own vision. If you have a purpose to make the world a better place, if you have a purpose to make this a conscious business, you got to stick to that. And I think we're very resilient. We're positively stubborn is what I call it. and I think that's what's helped us. Because if we steered the path just to follow a trend, we wouldn't be successful. And we wouldn't have the foundation to be even more successful. Because 2014 is like our year. I'm going to say that on the record. It is. You have no idea the stuff we're doing in 2014. It's going to be insanely great, and we're going to really make a positive dent in the universe even better than we are. And I think it's because of this foundation. And the last thing is I mentioned this earlier. We're a customer. We're the end user of our own product. Like, we all and our team members, we are loving our own dream boards. We are constantly, you know, making updates to our own dreams. We're telling our friends and family to do it. And if we didn't believe in it so much to use it, I don't know if that quote-unquote passion would infest other people. So those are some of the tricks I think that we have. But thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. I like what you said, positively stubborn. That's great. I've never heard that statement before. I think that's a phrase that you can coin. I like that. So, all right, everyone, now you know. And, Ash, I am very thankful to be a part of the community and a contributor to DreamItAlive.com. Thank you for that opportunity. And, everyone, you heard it here, DreamItAlive.com. You can go there. It's free. So there's there's no barrier to entry there. Just go, sign up today, start creating your dream board and your visions. Ash, you are awesome. Tell our listeners, in addition to dreamitalive.com, where they can go online to find out more about you and your work.
Yeah, no, you know what? This is a special audience, so I'm actually going to do something really cool. I'm at ash@dreamitalive.com. So if you decide to go visit dreamitalive.com and actually just say, hey, I joined your site, I will send you a free copy of my first book. I'll send you an ebook version of it. So that's my Christmas gift to you. All you have to do is just join the Dreaming Alive family, and love to see you there. I'm also, my Twitter handle is @AshKumara, but email is the best way to get me, ash@dreamitalive.com.
All right, everyone. So Ash, thank you, my friend. Go to dreamitalive.com, join the site, and then email Ash and say, hey, join the site. I've already done it. You can find him at ash@dreamitalive.com. Ash, been a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
No, thank you so much. I'm such an honor to be here, and really continue to keep making the world a better place with projects like this.
Absolutely. I will, and you do the same, and looking forward to seeing what unfolds for us in 2014 as well.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There was Ash. Great guy, as you can tell, and really passionate. Like I said, huge following online and also with this community, and it's relatively new. And it's also, you know, something that I agree with him in terms of visualization being a really important factor in life. I was in my early 20s. I was a professional. I've never told this story before, but I was a professional tennis player. And I practiced, and I there wasn't anyone who practiced any more than I did, and I had a lot of skill and talent, but no one ever talked to me about the mental aspect of tennis or of life or of anything really. So here I had some of the best coaches in the United States. I trained out of the tennis club of Fort Lauderdale, and yet that was a complete missing piece to my tennis, and I would get players from all, you know, from different parts of the world who already knew the importance of visualization and learned the mental technique. So I'm excited that this is something that is coming to people's consciousness and awareness, that you can actually pre-pave your success in life, and you can do it by a very, very diligent way, and just by knowing what you desire in life. Like, that's the first thing. What do you want? All right, so my next show is going to be January 1st on New Year's Day, and it's going to be all around how to make 2014 your best year ever. I'm going to share the tips and strategies for you to have an incredible year in 2014, and I will be highlighting parts from my book, The Alchemy of True Success, which just recently was honored as a finalist in the self-help general category in 2013 USA Best Book Awards. So I'm super excited about that. That was a really neat thing that just happened recently for my book, and very grateful about that. So I'll be going through that next week. Wednesday, I will not have a show. That is the Christmas holiday. For those of you who are celebrating, I have the most amazing time with your friends and family and loved ones. Remember to really embrace the spirit of the holidays. Embrace what you already have in life and have gratitude for that, because as we know, more and more comes. So thanks, everyone. Take care. Talk to you soon.